we're recording, sir.
That is something to make sure we're recording.
Perfect.
Hi, I'm Charlton Heston. No.
You have to say it twice. That's his thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Horror Connection. I am your host, Tony Viejo. With me, as always, is Sir Michael Blinsky. Mike, how are we doing?
I'm doing pretty well, sir. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Doing great on this fine, nice fall day. It was weird. We had winter last week in the great state of Pennsylvania.
It was kind of warm today.
Was.
I was out. I almost said raking leaves. I was out vacuuming up leaves.
I was raking. Me and the boys were raking. I was trying to tire them out.
It still tired me out because I was behind on doing it. So, like, I only did the front.
Right.
And that filled, you know, those big, like, Home Depot lawn bags?
Yeah.
It filled that completely.
Like, yeah, we raked up two of them before nap time, and then, like, leaves fell.
Trees fell. Boom! You're like, here's how we rake, boys. This is dynamite.
Just take down the fucking tree.
Raked.
Never have to do that again, huh? I'm not planning your future out too good with wilderness, am I? No, they woke up again. Like, looked at the moon. He's like, there's more leaves on the ground. I'm like, well, yeah, they're going to keep falling off the trees. Like, oh, I don't like this. I'm like, this is life. This is part of the cycle, son. Soon you'll be doing this by yourself.
This is what batters you people down. I can't wait because I feel like probably next year my oldest nephew will be old enough to like do some yard work for me. And like I'll pay him. Like I don't care. I'm not doing it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I think he'll be old enough to go out there. I'll give him the same advice my dad did. You can only lose this finger once. I was pretty much set.
I gotta keep that in mind.
That was it. That was the total explanation of what I needed to get done.
So the film I want to talk about today, it's almost like close to 40 years old right now. Stars one of the Arquettes. Was it Roseanne Arquette? It was Roseanne Arquette. Aidan Quinn is in it. Madonna?
What the hell movie are we talking about?
Desperately Seeking Susan?
Oh, okay.
Yes. I did watch that the other night. Actually, that movie was really good. A lot better than I recall.
I haven't seen it in a really long time, but I don't remember disliking it.
If your better half enjoys romantic comedies and you still have your HBO Max...
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. It's on there.
I will rewatch it. So that movie, and I think the reason I haven't rewatched it is kind of the Adam Sandler thing. I remember liking Desperately Seeking Susan and then seeing other movies with Madonna in them and being like, she's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So obviously I was wrong.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's not like, oh, this is a rare gem. This is a good movie.
Right.
No, it's a bad romantic comedy, but it's also funny. My favorite part, though, is Madonna playing her music on a jukebox.
No, I don't remember that. That's funny.
Like she plays a song on the jukebox as one of her songs. I'm like, this is obnoxious.
I like that. I would do that.
So, and also I forgot that, like, you know, Madonna actually used to look good at one point in time.
Yeah. So yeah, you do forget that.
When would you say peak Madonna was?
Bedtime Stories.
Like the sex tour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that album and the follow up album, Bedtime Stories, like that era of her was the best.
I think that was, the Incubator Project and I were talking about that last. Like, she originally said, like, this, like, that beginning of Madonna was like, that was her peak. I was like, no.
No.
I would think mid to late 90s Madonna, that whole sex and the Vogue tour, the cone bra thing. I think that whole era. That, or like, I was just like prepubescent boy. And that's what sticks out to me about MTV News and Madonna. That probably has a big part of it, too. This week, actually,
Vanilla Ice was in that sex book.
Vanilla Ice was actually in that sex book, friend of the podcast. Speaking of white rappers, still like an Limp Bizkit album. Yeah.
So am I.
Listen to it another time all the way through.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It loses a little bit towards the last half. But you know what? That last half isn't bad. Because
there's still some good songs.
There's still some good songs.
It's just, I feel like it hits, when you get to the NXS cover, it's like it hits a wall.
Yeah.
Like you're just steamrolling forward. You're like, this is great. And then it just hits that wall.
Just having a good time.
Yeah.
Person I randomly talk to sometimes, my neighbor. and I were talking about music the other day, and he brought up Korn, and I was thinking, you know, they're similar. I thought, they kind of are. But, like, as we talked about before, like, Limp Bizkit's like four guys that can play really well.
Yeah.
And I was like, we just need that obnoxious guy up front to make this to make this a party.
Right.
You know, and like Korn was like, hey, we can play okay music. We need that pressing guy to write some music for, to write some songs for us, though. And everything's sad, excluding like the first, second, fifth, and sixth album.
First one's sad. I think they're all sad. Probably. Yeah. I didn't listen to them all.
Well, I just know the fifth and sixth album are
really nice guys, though.
Or Jonathan Davis's divorce. Like, that's like his, like, he wrote those when he was going through a divorce.
Gotcha.
So, like.
First time I ever smoked weed.
Was with Jonathan Davis?
Not with him. It was at a Korn thing, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like, a maze?
No.
Okay.
They were in Philly for something. I was super high, so I don't remember the.
Family Value Store?
Before then?
Okay.
But I was late to smoke it. Like I say, I was late to smoke it. I was probably 16, 17, something like that.
Oh, as in like you were late to start smoking weed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought like you were going to the Korn show and
like everyone. Because I was smoking weed.
You were late
because
you were
smoking weed. No. Okay. Like that was the first time I ever, and I was like well into my teens at that point.
Like, what's going on? Well, I was supposed to be like, oh, fuck, I gotta go to Korn. I gotta get down to the Spectrum. You know?
No, it wasn't a shit. What the fuck are they here for? It's so, oh, okay.
Adidas?
It was an in-store that they were doing. That's the first time I smoked weed. That was also the first time I was on MTV because I hit the MTV host with a pretzel.
Was it Carson Daly?
No.
That'd be nice. Awesome.
It was the homeless guy. Well, the guy.
Jesse Camp?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
So at the thing, I don't think they anticipated.
He sung Dream On with Fiona Apple on MTV.
Did he?
Yep.
I did not know.
No, Tori Amos. Tori Amos, not Fiona Apple.
That's even worse.
I
kind of want to see it, though.
I prefer Tori Amos over Fiona Apple. I always wanted to be Tori Amos' piano bench.
I mean, I've gone to see Tori Amos live, not Fiona Apple.
Okay.
But just him singing with anybody is a bad
thing. He's dead, right?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Interesting.
So we went to this thing.
Sorry.
I want to say they didn't expect the turnout that they got.
Right.
Like there was more people because it was just as Korn was like getting big.
They were coming off the cob.
And they gave out pretzels
that wasn't
shaped
good.
Like gays.
Gays?
Gays. Gays. They were shaped like two dudes and you fit them together. They were shaped like K's. The letter K because the band Korn spells their name.
Oh,
the band.
So there was all but there was a lot of people making the out symbol in baseball, right? That's what was going on.
And they were stale, so they were, like, really hard. And I'm not athletic in any way, but I'm super high at this point. So I believe the drugs add to athleticism. I'm not athletic in any way. And I don't know why, but the group of people that I was standing with, Jesse Camp came right up to us and just started talking to us. Like, not on TV or anything. Like, he just, as a person, came up and started talking to us. And it was weird. Like, he was really weird and awkward and said, like, crazy shit to us. And it was very off-putting.
Right.
The whole, like, his whole demeanor and the whole way he went about it. And I already wasn't a fan. So then when you're kind of a dick to somebody who doesn't really like you to start with, we were like, ah, fuck that guy. And he started walking away. And he turned around and said something. And he was, I'm going to say far away. He was probably 20 feet away. For me to throw at somebody 20 feet away was far away.
Right.
That's how unathletic I am. And he said something like, fuck you guys or whatever. And I guess because of the commotion, the camera guys like looked at us as I threw the K-shaped stale hard pretzel and hit him right in the face with it, which my dad saw on TV.
Nice.
Yeah, my dad only sees like weird stuff.
You know, for a guy who wasn't doing the baseball, I sure got a hell of an arm on his son. Just put that out there.
Yeah, my dad only sees the weirdest parts of my anything that I do publicly. Like, my dad never listened to my radio show when I had the radio show. Like,
right.
The one episode that he listened to, I was talking about, like, my end of the world plan was going to Thailand and surrounding myself with naked ladyboys.
Yeah, out of context, that sounds bad.
Talking about all our weird sex stuff that we're going to be doing. Like, that's the one time my dad tuned just that part.
You didn't even get the setup to it.
No,
that's not fair.
Nothing. Like, he had no idea what that. And of course, that was to survive the zombie apocalypse. But he didn't even hear that part of it. Like, that's all he heard. Like, And that's his entire exposure to my career is just like horrible little things peppered along the way. So like the first time he saw me on anything, because I was on MTV again later because of the Eminem thing. But before then, the first time he sees me on TV, I'm hitting a guy in the face with a pretzel. Like I came home and he was like, "How was your thing?" I was like, "It was great." He's like, "Did you throw pretzels at anybody's face?" I was like, "That is a weirdly specific question."